Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Surprise, it's just me again today. Alice is off being a bit of a genius overseas, and she'll be back in a couple of weeks. She's a busy woman at the moment. But I'm not alone in the studio. I've got Aaron and Kyle in here as well from The Wedding, which is happening at the Basement Theatre. How are you both?
Yeah, good.
Very well, thank you.
Very well, very well. Tell us a little bit about The Wedding. I'm intrigued by the poster. You've got a kind of creepy green hands, a beautiful, freaky looking little cardboard church, and it's sort of described as a bit of a black horror comedy vibe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's about accurate. I think the poster is a particular point of pride for that show. We put a lot of effort into that.
Nice.
But yeah, a comedy, a gothic comedy horror, I guess.
Nice.
Would be the sort of way to describe it. Set in the 1800s.
Yes, in the mythical, totally real, not fictional town of Latnovia, which is where we've set all of our shows so far. It essentially follows a wedding. Timid groom and his overbearing mother arrive to a creepy chapel where a hasty wedding has been organized with his cousin, essentially.
Nice.
The offer of a very large dowry.
It's definitely not suspicious, and yes, there's definitely no ulterior motives. But
and there are definitely no rumours of a beast haunting the town or possessed pigeons or anything like that.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about who you're both sort of performing as in this. Kyle, who's your character?
So I play a couple of characters. I play a caretaker named Willie, who is Scottish, and it's definitely not a blatant ripoff of The Simpsons, so don't worry about that. But so I play Willie, and I play the father of the bride who has organized this hasty wedding. And those are my two characters. What about you, Aaron?
I play the groom, who's in my rendering a sort of German milk boy. So I have a German accent, which is definitely not a ripoff of Uta from The Simpsons.
I'm getting that The Simpsons might have been on the reference board for this, potentially, maybe.
Yeah, I think probably unconsciously more than anything, as we sort of, I don't know, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, man, we really are just like ripping off The Simpsons. But I think, you know, like quite a few members of the cast, because it's devised, so everyone kind of has a say or helps to create the thing. I think just like unconsciously, because Kyle and I both love The Simpsons, it just sort of, it's our sense of humor, so it like bleeds into it, you know.
Children of the 90s, The Simpsons is everywhere, you know, it's omnipresent, we can't escape it.
Cannot.
And why would we want to either, you know?
It's an absolute masterpiece. You know?
Really,
well, I'll say the early seasons. I just want to clarify that, actually.
The stuff that's on telly now, not so much. Yeah. This feels like a really fun project. How long have you guys been working on this one?
Whoa, loaded question. So we started, you guys came up with the idea end of 2019.
Yeah, I think there was a conversation between two other people in our cast who were like, maybe we should do something about a wedding. And then, 2019, and then the start of 2020, like midway through 2020, we started like scripting and stuff. And then we started devising.
Just where I came on board.
Yes, and then we were supposed to have a season. When were we supposed to have a season, Kyle?
I think it was October. I think it was meant to be Halloween last year.
Yeah, essentially, and then 2021.
And obviously, then lockdown happened.
Nice.
That unspeakable time.
And then we're supposed to have a show in April this year.
And then more COVID happened.
Nice. And yeah, here we are. A year late, but exactly on time.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I think this is a show that suits the spooky season for sure.
Yeah.
Seems like that was maybe its original, you know, intention too. When did you sort of feel like horror comedy or sort of gothic comedy might be the vibe for this?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I think whenever we approach these projects, we often think of like the idea first. So like we should do about a wedding, and then we sort of move on to like genre, I guess. And I don't know where gothic came from, but we sort of researched gothic, and I read like the first gothic novel, which is essentially like, It reads like a soap opera. Like, it actually just reads like a soap opera. So like, okay, there's something in that. Like, it's okay, we have permission to make like a comedy horror, because that's like what this is. It's so ridiculous. And like, there are weird plots and tangents and stuff, which I think is almost exactly what our show is.
Yeah, and I think just the particular group of people we have together making the show, we kind of all just enjoy a laugh. And it's really been cool watching the creative process unfold, because it's just what we think's funny, and hopefully other people do too.
Yeah, well, that's all you can ask for, right? So this is devised by a Fool's Company, which is the crew that you're a part of here. You've done this type of work before, and I think for folks who listen to this will probably know what devised theatre is. We've kind of danced around it, but it is specifically you guys as a group coming up with this sort of from an improvised space. Is that right?
Yeah, essentially. The process we've kind of developed, I guess, over the years is we have a session where we sit down and kind of plot out the characters and the beats and kind of what we want the loose structure of each scene to be to mm-hmm. create a kind of narrative. And then, yeah, we got into the studio and we basically were like, you know, we've got this scene, we've got where it starts
yep.
and we've got where it finishes. And then people just sort of get on the floor and try different ideas and essentially, yeah, improvise a scene. And you know, if we like stuff, we're like, great. If we're like, hey, could you try this, maybe you try this, and then eventually we kind of write that down.
Yeah,
and then
I think we filmed the improvisations and just sort of, well, Aaron took it away and sort of wrote out the stuff he liked from those videos. So,
yeah. And then we just edit it towards a script, and yeah, that's kind of a living document as well. Like, we go back into the rehearsal room and if there's stuff that's not working, we come up with new stuff, you know. So yeah, I think throughout the whole process you're kind of constantly devising and reinventing what it is. Like, we're supposed to perform, you know, in like 6-7 days or something, and we're still creating new stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love the fluidity that can come with that type of working. It feels like it stays fresh for you guys and obviously then fresh for the audiences as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've had a couple of runs already, is that right?
Fungaday? Yeah, so we took a season up to Fungaday Fringe a couple of weeks ago.
How was that?
Yeah, great. We were pretty nervous, to be honest. We didn't really have much of a chance to get people in the room to take a look at it before that season, so it was really our first
cold entry.
Yeah, very much so. So how is the audience going to take this? Hopefully it works and actually makes sense. But we got good response from the audience, and
awesome.
Yeah, sort of promising. And we've had a bit of a run and a showing to people this week as well, and they've given us some more feedback, and we're on next week. So
fantastic. Yeah. It is the 24th to the 29th of October at the Basement Theatre. Basement's website's the place to go and get tickets. Who would you recommend this show for? What's the vibe?
Everyone and your grandmother.
Yeah. if you love comedy, do I have the show for you?
It's very much spooky season. So if you're feeling the heat from that, come along and, I don't know, dress up. Might be a bit of fun.
Yeah. Why not? We love an excuse to do that. Aaron Richardson, Kyle Shields, thank you so much for chatting to us about the wedding. We'll put the links, as we always do, to the show in the podcast. Have a great run.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.